Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the first Sunday of Advent, and the readings are from Cycle C.
It was the middle of June, on a late, late Sunday night. I was in hospital ministry at the time, and part of the program was that occasionally I had to be on call at the hospital during the night. And one of those nights, I got paged at 2:13 in the morning. It only meant one thing, and when I called the hospital, I had received the terrible news. I was called to go into the PICU, the pediatric intensive care unit, the little guys. There was a child that was critical. I was told by the nursing staff that the baby was born 3 months premature, and because of some extenuating circumstances, there was a small chance that he would even live out the week. Moreover, it was a difficult pregnancy. Apparently, mom herself went into cardiac arrest during the birth. Didn't even know that was possible. So I went into their room, and it was eerily quiet. The only sounds I heard were stifled sobs and the beeping of all the machinery. And the mom, who was no older than 17, she was in her hospital gown and her wheelchair, staring at her son, who was encased in a glass incubator. She was pale, but calm. I talked to her a little bit, even prayed with her, for her and for her son, but she was so tired. Then I turned around towards the sobbing. The father couldn't have been any older than any of the freshmen in this room. He was wearing a ratty Phoenix Suns baseball cap, and he was disintegrating in front of me. He hadn't slept in 3 or 4 days, and he was sobbing and muttering and a complete wreck. I'll never forget what he said. "Today is my first Father's Day, and I almost lost them both." Three days later, I found out that they were still in the hospital. So at my first chance, I went up to their room. And it was simply wonderful, a complete 180-degree turn. They had just checked out, and they were waiting for their shuttle. She was dressed in a long, long sundress, perfect for a Phoenix day, and he had rented a 2-piece suit from down the street. And he had a smile on his face. So I looked at the dad and asked him what had happened. Why the change of heart? And he looked at me with those young freshman eyes, and he laid a hand on my shoulder, and he looked at me in the eyes, and he said, "We have hope, friend. We have hope." Of the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity, hope is that virtue that allows us to grow in our trust in God. It's being convinced that the omnipotent, omniscient, all-transcending God wants, desires, and begs you to be part of his life. It's the virtue of knowing that God will never abandon you. It's a virtue that keeps you from falling into despair. It's the virtue that says God wants a personal relationship with you and you with God. Hope is the virtue in which all of our aspirations, all of our goals, our dreams, and all of our wants are ordered towards the kingdom of God. That every goal and accomplishment that we have is for the kingdom of heaven. Every award, every prize, every title we received, we acknowledge that it is from God. Hope is the virtue that allows us to trust that God is indeed the giver of all good gifts. That yes, he is the one that allowed you to receive this or that scholarship, this or that fellowship, this job offer, that internship. But hope allows us to acknowledge that there is a greater power than ourselves. Hope allows us to rely and trust in a power that is greater outside yet within us. That if we truly and unabashedly abandon ourselves to the power of Christ, Christ will see us through. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how dark it is outside, no matter how little we have or how little we think we have, that there is a strength, a power, a fire that will warm our hearts, a hand that will lift us up, a rock in which we can lean upon. Perseverance, digging deep, going for the long haul, the virtue of hope. Hope is one of the running themes of the Nativity story. The birth of Jesus is fraught with the theological virtue of hope. Advent prepares us for one event, the birth of Christ, and it is a story peppered with the theological reflection of the virtue of hope. According to the Carmelite tradition, St. Joseph was merely 25 when he had proposed to Mary. Mary herself was merely 14. So just imagine the situation. A 25-year-old guy traveling with his very pregnant teenage fiancée to Bethlehem. No one knows who the father is, and the entire village knows that it ain't Joseph. Imagine the scrutiny. Imagine the suspicious looks. Imagine the gossip. The shame and frustration that Mary and Joseph, imagine what they felt. Now imagine the couple in Bethlehem, homeless, needing a place to lay their heads. And imagine their annoyance and frustration and exasperation of being shoved into a barn, a place full of farm animals. Imagine the damp odor of excrement and hay and saliva. It seemed that every decision that Joseph and Mary made were the wrong ones. Who would have thought of this? The annoyance, the exasperation, the exhaustion from traveling, the lack of sleep. What child deserves to be born in this kind of situation? Every decision they seemed to be making was the wrong one. Yet, this was the child who grew up strong in wisdom and in hand. A man who learned his Torah and Talmud quicker than most. A man who witnessed the death of a man he called father. A man who was a strong leader, a leader amongst men. A man who was a strong shoulder for widows. A man gentle and patient with his mother, his cousins, his entire family. A man who cured illness, abandonment, despair. A man who was strong for others. A man who saw things through. A man who finished the job. A man who fell 3 times on the way towards his death, yet was determined enough to stand up and walk towards Calvary. A man of strength. A man of perseverance. A man who is hope itself. I never saw that family again. Never found out what happened to their family, or never found out if the baby survived the week. But strangely, this might be a terrible thing to say, but I wasn't worried about them after they checked out of the hospital. Because our readings today remind us to hope, to always hope, to patiently wait for the coming of the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, our justice, to follow Jesus' instructions until he comes again, to not become weary or drowsy for the coming of the Son of Man. As we await for the Lord's second coming in this Advent season, let us not abandon hope. Let us persevere in all our trials and tribulations, whether they be the small trials of finals or lab experiments, or the turbulence of the loss of house and family. Let us rest in a renewed sense of hope. Let us abandon ourselves in a power greater outside yet within us, the power of our Lord, the Prince of Peace, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord our justice, Jesus, our hope.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer, Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.